it was just like something that came over us. The Sugar Hill Gang had the first hip hop album. And before they had their album, we used to have something called jams in the park. And the DJs used to steal the power from the light post. And the only light that we had in the park actually was the light from the DJ, who actually had what we call 45s. And they used to do something called scratching. Chicka, chicka, cha, 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 cha. Well, of course, I used to sneak because I was so young. You know, I couldn't really be there. So we would kind of pour some milk down the sink and be like, Mitch, which is my grandmother, Mitch, we need some we need some milk.
What would she say?
She'd give me the money to go and get the milk and bread. And then we'd run over to the hip hop. Hip hop was a real love-hate situation. I guess one of the good ones, the Sugar Hill Gang, they were happy. But then you had Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And they had a song called A Message, Broken Glass. Everywhere, people, you know, they just don't care. Can't take the smell. I can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice.
Don't push me, cuz.
And that was real. Like, especially if you went to the project, like, I mean, when you went in the hallway and in the elevator, forget about it. It really smelled like pee. And then, of course, the staircase is the same thing. But then the other part on the hip hop was White Lines. That was another one from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And White Lines was about cocaine. And for him to be able to design the story the way that he did was very, very poetic. That whole crack thing, it really wiped out a lot of families. Your aunt and uncle, they became addicted to it. We didn't know what it was at first. And at first, the lights went out. I remember my grandmother giving them always money. And then next thing I know, all of them were in the house with us. 12 people, a cat, a dog, all of their furniture, the rats and roaches that came from their house came to our house, and we were living in a two-bedroom apartment. So that was really, really traumatic. And the recreational stuff like that sabotages lives. Like, I feel like when you deal with policies or whatever, you have to see how is this like directly affecting the people that have no voice, like the children like myself who just kind of had to live through that, you know?